Brendan, you gave a great sight today, but just fell short at the end.
Yeah, I probably think it's best way to describe it is we're proud of our progress, but by far not satisfied with close losses. It's important our members hear that. We can see growth, so there's a bit of pride there, but never satisfied with close losses. And we've played against some teams that have been in grand finals in the last few years. Next week, we're going to another team in Hawthorn have been in grand finals, so that's great benchmarking. To benchmark our team against those, and we keep embracing the challenges. We'll have another one next week.
Brendan, last time you were in Sydney, you spoke about consistency. Do you think you sort of improved a bit in terms of consistency today?
Yeah, I think, as I said, we're making growth in our consistency. However, the third quarter was one where I think we're trying to be a little bit too precise under pressure with the ball and miss some opportunities to go forward and take ground. So there were some inconsistencies in the third, but yeah, effort again's been there, and we're growing.
You mentioned you've come up against teams that have played that grand final experience. In a game like that, I mean, in the final quarter, you did have a fair bit of the ball. Does it just come down to experience and execution under pressure?
It's all the above that you've listed. I think those teams that play in grand finals do their system and make good decisions for longer. Often there's not a lot in it. It's about doing the system and making the right decisions under pressure for longer. And, you know, we gave effort. We tackled well today. I thought our tackle count was reasonable. But there's some inconsistencies.
What about injuries then? You have what, Kerno and Kerridge looked a bit worse for wear. What's their status, please?
Well, Kerno will scan, but he didn't finish the game, which is never a great sign, so he'll miss some weeks, but how many, I'm not sure.
Brendan, the chase down by Blaine Bokhurst in the third quarter, yeah. I guess you'll be using that as an example to say never give in chasing the player with the ball.
Yeah, I can't question our players, and I think our members would agree that we don't give up the fight. In the last two games, we've had a real go in the last quarter, but again, we're proud, but we're never satisfied with close losses.
So, I mean, people talk about gallant and honourable losses, but obviously you don't really want to buy into that kind of cliche and that kind of thinking, I assume.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's performance mindset. If you think that way, you always give yourself an out. We will always recognise and acknowledge and should enjoy the growth of a team and individuals, and we think we've got made plenty on that front, but it can also become a self-fulfilling prophecy being honourable when you lose.
Brendan, how do you feel about the 9 goal scorers today? I mean, how do you look at that? Is it a positive, or do you wish that some of your forwards kicked more goals? I mean, how do you look at that?
There's a few ways to look at it, but multiple goal scorers means that you're sharing the load, so that's the positive takeaway. But, you know, in time, we went to the draft this year, and I've mentioned this a few times, and we drafted young forwards. So in time, we'd like to see a few of our key forwards hit the scoreboard.
And so with Kurt, what's the nature of his injury there? Sorry, Brendan.
He's got a knee injury, but to what extent and what type, I haven't asked yet, so we'll scan. But if you don't finish a game, you usually miss some weeks, yeah.
Another game under Silvani's belt. How are you seeing his progress?
Yeah, well, every game for our first-year players is great development. They're holding their own. There's lots of parts of their game that our first-years can improve on and areas that they're doing quite well in, and we'll just keep assessing that and showing them the vision.
Yeah. Everybody else back up OK apart from Kerno on the fitness front there, Brendan?
Yeah, well, there's no other injuries that I've been made aware of. So, we'll wait. We come off a six-day break, so there's often some sore bodies, so we'll see how they pull up.
Good on you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.